Watch Five Men Rescue Elderly Couple from Burning Car, These Guys Are Heroes. By Amy Furr on September 10, 2021. Five men recently took action to pull a couple in their 90s from their burning car on the side of a freeway in California. It happened so fast, we just reacted immediately. There was someone needing our help, and there was no one there to help. So we are thinking, wow, this is going to explode soon. As the fire was near the gas tank, Good Samaritan Jeff Lucas told CBS 8. The group saw the car fire on Labor Day afternoon in the westbound lanes of Interstate 8 in Lakeside. Oh my God, somebody's in there, Marie McCrory was heard saying while filming the scene with her phone as the men who had parked on the median ran over to help. The clip showed the car's rear end engulfed in flames when a man in a black shirt pulled the driver out and the others appeared to move the passenger away from the vehicle. The men are from the East County Transitional Living Center, ICTLC, located in El Cajon and were traveling when they stopped to assist the couple. We just saw this guy, and he is stuck in his seatbelt. So we kind of snatched open the door, and unbuckled the seatbelt. My buddy Barry snatched him out of the car and carried him to the side of the road, Andre Leggett recalled. Barry was in the hospital on Tuesday suffering from a burned arm after the rescue. Meanwhile, no one was more thankful than sons Steve and Mark Williamson, whose parents were in recovery at UCSD Medical Center. Our dad had some burns to his left side. My mom got out with just abrasions. We are just so grateful. These guys are heroes to us and to our parents for stepping up immediately. And that is phenomenal, Steve Williamson noted. Ken and Joan Williamson were on vacation in San Diego from Phoenix when their car was hit from behind and caught fire. According to its Facebook page, ICTLC offers transitional living programs that fit the needs of most homeless families or individuals. When asked why the group performed such a brave rescue, Harry Hemphill said, "There was a time when, like so many, we would have kept driving. But because of programs like ICTLC, where I'm changing. And in that change now we're able to not just be selfish individuals but look out for others."